Hello, welcome to the Thursday, February 18th, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. I want to start with a quick update on the glibc getAdder info vulnerability, or CVE-2015-7547. Couple things here. First of all the major Linux distributions speak CentOS, Red Hat, Ubuntu, or pretty much anything Debian based should have patches available now, so make sure you apply them. There is a proof of concept out there now that does trigger a denial of service condition, so you can use that to test the system by using this. It's just a Python script as a DNS server, and then if you run a tool like let's say curl or something that does rely on this glibc call, then you will see that tool crash. So that's just a quick update here. We will have a webcast with details on Friday, and we'll try to sort of summarize what we know at that point. The webcast, I don't have the exact link for it yet, but hope to have it in the show notes sometime on Thursday, and it will run once in the morning, probably around 11 a.m. Eastern, and once in the afternoon around 3 p.m. Eastern. We decided to do that to sort of cover all the possible time zone. It will probably just be a sort of a short half hour update or so, what we usually do with these current situations. In other news, we have a diary from Pratt that, as usual, does go in-depth at some recent exploit kit traffic. This time it's the Angular exploit kit, in particular as distributed by something that was sort of been called the AdMedia campaign. AdMedia because that string showed up in various URLs used by this particular campaign. This exploit kit typically will send you the Tesla Crypt ransomware. There are also a couple other things here that it tends to exploit or use exploited WordPress sites in order to generate traffic, and then it will inject sort of a hidden iframe into these sites. Hidden iframes, of course, are always a little bit more difficult to spot by the operator of the website, so they may go undetected for a while. And the Send Virtualization project had to release an errata for its patch that it released on Monday. This maintenance release was supposed to fix a number of vulnerabilities, but two of the patches were apparently missing, but they were announced for this release. There are two bug fixes that are missing. One is known as XSA155. That was a denial of service vulnerability where a guest can cause denial of service on the host. The second one is the more critical one, XSA162. It fixes a problem with the PCNet driver that could allow a guest to take over the host. That's actually a bug in QEMU, which is sort of the underlying virtualization engine in Xen, and that apparently has not been fixed in the latest release, but was announced to be fixed. Now, there is an upcoming new patch that's supposed to fix that, but a release date has not been named for this new patch. Of course, this could give attackers now a head start, given that the details about the vulnerability have already been released, but I actually think in this particular case, the vulnerability has already been known because it was first sort of discovered in QEMU. And for a couple years, I think now, we are tracking some of these vulnerable security camera DVRs. Started like with Hikvision back about 2 years ago, I think. We found some Bitcoin miners and some exploits against Synology devices originating from these cameras. Well, these exploits really don't stop. The latest one comes from a Chinese manufacturer again, this time Raysharp. Now, you may see them under brand names like Lorex. I've seen that quite a bit, and also Swan Communications. The vulnerability a standard root password 519070 that can be used to log in to the device. And then, of course, you got your full or not so complete Linux system that you can exploit. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.